Males as a group have and do benefit the most from patriarchy, from the assumption that they're superior to females and should rule over us. But those benefits have come with a price. In return for all the goodies men receive from patriarchy, they are required to dominate women, to exploit and oppress us, using violence if they must to keep patriarchy intact. Most men find it difficult to be patriarchs. Most men are disturbed by hatred and fear of women, by male violence against women, even the men who perpetrate this violence. But they fear of letting go of the benefits. They're not certain what will happen to the world they know most intimately if patriarchy changes. So, they find it easier to passively support male domination, even when they know in their minds and their hearts that it is wrong. Bell Hooks, feminism is for everybody. Passionate politics.
I just got out of school. I got into this like nice little studio and I was working on this data system design, and I was talking to the client, and who was a man, and while we were talking I kind of like realized he made a mistake with something in the system, and when I pointed out to him, he just like snapped at me and got super upset with me and said like, I don't know my shit, I'm working on this system for so long, how can it be that I don't know this, blah 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 blah. And then we hung up and I talked to my boss, who was a man, and explained to him what happened, and we realized that I was right, actually, that with the mistake I made, mistake he made, and
you go that way.
Yeah, or there's a road, we're gonna walk safely across. So yeah, and then my boss, who was a man, went to the client and told him, explained to him again the mistake he made, and then the client was like, oh yeah, that is a mistake, but of course when my boss told him that, it was fine, and when I told him that, he didn't listen to me, and I was super upset because at first I got yelled at, then my boss like kind of told me to let it go and don't like make a big deal out of it, and the guy was not called for and I needed to continue to work with him. Yeah. So yeah,
it's a weird, because like, I mean, people like men don't really think that they're sexist, they do like some things that are like misogynistic just because they don't like yell at women in the street from their cars, and that's why they feel like they shouldn't be criticized ever, they shouldn't be accused, like, quote unquote accused of being misogynistic. I mean, I had a lot of experiences with like especially not being taken seriously during my study, and I had one particular teacher who was known for, and who was actually not only known for, but like we can see that he was pursuing his female students and he was trying to get like dates by like telling the students that they're going to fail and that they can that he can help them, and trying to get them to like have a date. Actually, one of his girlfriends while I was studying was a first year student who was like 20 years younger than him, and it was really hard because on one hand like you can see that like there's a student who's being like there's a young woman who's being preyed upon by a much older man, and then there's also a student who is, by the virtue of dating the teacher, getting better grades, and actually like in the school it's not like, it's not allowed to be dating your student, obviously. And if you're like, if you have any sort of like special relationship with your students, like, you can't grade them. So we tried to make a lot, like, make noise about this. There's a group of female students. Maybe we can just turn around and
yeah,
because it's going to be allowed for a while.
Yeah, true.
So yeah, we wanted to make some noise about this, but a lot of the time the response we got was that, like, we should mind our own business and that it's their life. But it was like, okay, yeah, it was their life, but also there was this like, their lives don't exist in a vacuum. Like, one of these people is 19 years old. We realized that, like, for this to be dealt with, we had to bring this to the spotlight. And and then what happened was, like, his door was vandalized by someone, and that sort of made a lot of noise. And then he thought I did it, and then he came and threatened me with, like, reporting me to the police for harassment.
Why did he think you did it? Because you were, like, kind of the leader of the fight or something?
It's not that I was the leader, but he had a lot of problems with me in the previous years too. This happened while I was in my final year. I was the most vocal in that group. He thought, like, he came to me and he said, like, I know you have a problem with me, and my door was vandalized, and you're the only one, you're the one of the only students who are at school right now, because it was early in the morning. And so I'm going to, so I know what, I know that you did it, and I'm going to prove it, and I'm going to sell you to the police. And that was actually a very stupid thing to do on his part, because I went to the dean and I complained about what he said, and I complained that I, like, he threatened me without any sort of proof. And and that kind of actually did it. He got disciplinary action against him, and then the next year he had to leave the school. But all the time he was there, he was, like, preying on female students. Like, that was, like, you know, 5 or 6 years while he was working there.